Boilu, a maskir bais lechaveiroi becheskas bod. Umetzoi sheinoi bod. He went to the house becheskas bod. Umetzoi sheinoi bod. Mao. Mi have a kebek achto eselo. תושמדו מרבי אלו מבוי באסר ולהי ואגר ובודקו וניחל אלה אינש לקיום מצווה וגופי אלא אפילו באסר והי ואגר ובודקו וניחל אלה אינש לקיום מצווה ומומוינה זה לגמור איזה סופק it looks like a פושטה גמורה but בעצם I will divide it as four סוגיס here in the סוגיס הגמורה I think if we try to mesader them kaseder, efshar we'll get pshat. Iboyelu a maskir bais lechaveroi becheskas bod. The Rishonim have three pshatim. What is the pshat a maskir bais lechaveroi becheskas bod? What is the pshat that the bais was becheskas bod? A maskir bais lechaveroi becheskas bod. The bais was becheskas boduk. What is the pshat that the bais was becheskas boduk? One pshat, the Maharam Chalave brings down that we're talking biyudalet baboika. Then we know that it's Becheskas Boduk. But that will force us to decide that the Maskona of the previous Sugya was that Cheskosei Boduk. So the Maram Chalav and the Meiri, this is the way they start the Sugya. Hamas Yabais Lechaveiroi Becheskosei Boduk Becheskas Boduk. We're talking Yudalet in the morning, and Be'etzem, if someone will ask us, what is the maskonach? Is kosei boduk or not? So we have a new way to answer. We have a raya from the next sugya that the maskonach is cheskosei boduk. That is the easy way to learn pshat. That this sugya is built on the previous sugya that biyudalet is becheskosei boduk. So he rendered it out to him biyudalet in the morning that was becheskas boduk. And now he finds out that it's not. And the shaila is if it's a mekach toros or not. What he wants to do with that mekach toros, he's asking for money, he's asking to cancel the rent, that'll be the next chelik of the sugya. But what was the sugya lefi the first pshat? Lefi the first pshat is, the sugya was, cheskosei boduk, ein cheskosei boduk, the sugya was, yudalet baboike. And it'll be a raya ke de maskone, de maskinen, she cheskosei boduk. Inami, the Ritva says words that it's hard to understand, that it's no maskone that cheskosei boduk. But val it's a sofek de rabbonon lekule, so we nem tzachon that cheskosei boduk. And bemele, the guy has a tiny of mekach toas. That is very shre. You don't have to check me sofek because you could rely on cheskosei boduk. But you can't claim mekach toas. The Ritva is margish in that. But I call all of that the first pshat. He rented it biyudalet. The rent was biyudalet. Biyudalet cheskosei boduk. He's renting it biyudalet. Biyudalet cheskosei boduk. Other because the maskone is that cheskosei boduk. Other because misofik cheskosei boduk. And the Ritva himself says the suffix is really hard to understand. The vada I understand. This is one pshat. The second pshat, Zogt Rabbeinu David, and Meiri, we're talking that he did it the Yud Gimel, and he spoke out that it's Boduk. But now that he made up a tnai, he put up a sign, to rent for Pesach a clean house for Pesach. The guy calls, I could rent the house. He says yes. Now that the guy asked him, listen, I only want a clean house, and he answered yes. The middle pshat says no. He rented out without making a tnai that will be cheskosei boduk. But he rendered it Becheskas Baduk, the maskil, put up a sign, I have a clean house for Pesach. And we say that it was not Mamisha Tnai, it's Migiret Azay, and of then the Gemara clears if it's a Mekach Toys or not. And Rabbeinu David brings down a third shot that he made a Tnai. The Seicher asked him, I want it to be clean. And the guy said, it's clean. And even so, the Gemara will have a Suffolk. So it's three Pshatim in the Rishonim. One Pshat, Bestome, Yudalad in the morning. Second Pshat, he told him that it's clean. Aber Sinish given that the Seicher said, this is my condition. But Lo Yitzuyo, the Seicher said, Avade Lekule Almetz HaMekach Toes. When I say the Biur Halochi wants to Paskin. And Rabbeinu David says, even if he made it Tnai, and the Loshon Rashi is mashma like Rabbeinu David, that the Seicher made it Tnai, and even so we say that it's not a Mekach Toes, very hard to understand. But we'll understand. We will understand. Shlomo says, "Nah, mistaber avad." If the guy said it tonight, it's tonight. But the three pshatim are just to explain to us the tchilas hasugya. Hasoicher bais lechaveiroi be'arbo becheskas baduk, and now it's not baduk. So odo biyudaled it was a stoma, and we say it's not a mekachtoes. Nichel leinish nemevad mitzvah. Second pshat, it was biyudgimel, and the maskil said that it's baduk, but the seichel just took it like that. So we say, he was happy to have it like that, but it was not a tnai by him. And the third shot is, he mamish made a tnai, and even so, we assume that it's not mamish a tnai. This is the first way, and Loshon Rashi, it's mashma that it was in Yud Gimel, he speaks about the etmoil, and in Loshon Rashi, mashma that he made a tnai mefurosh. Ad kan, chilek aleph, shalamod asa gemore. Chilek beis. So the Gemara declares it's Mekach Toes, it's not Mekach Toes. The tzad of Mekach Toes is, he wanted a clean house. Clear? What is the tzad that it's not Mekach Toes? I'm not asking what all of us think, that it doesn't make sense. We will for sure pass on Mekach Toes, yeah? Some people say that in our days it's for sure Mekach Toes. Today the B'dikas Chomes is no shaykhis to mitzvah, it's a big hassle, people mamash suffer from it. And no, and there's no tzad people want it, there's no shaykhis to the mitzvah. There's no shaila about it. But this is what I'm saying. We're speaking on Zmana Gemara, that the Gemara says, leave the Beshis, yeah? In a half an hour, you do the Chomet. Later we have to say, if in our generation, for sure, a das of people is different. There's no suffix about it. It's easier to learn the Gemara when you move it away from the way we think about it, yeah? We're looking at like going around with a candle for 2 minutes, yeah? Nishkan Grey says, ah. But we call Mekoyim, back to Etzema Gemara. So the Gemara has a tzad that it's Mekach Toes. Now, what is the tzad that it's not Mekach Toes? That he doesn't care. Yeah, this is the Pashta Gemara. There's a big problem here. Rashi and all of the Rishonim, the tzad of Mekach Toes, they explain very clearly, the guy doesn't want it. What is the tzad that it's not Mekach Toes? Yitzi, what is the tzad that it's not Mekach Toes? Don't look now in Rashi. Say yourself, what is the tzad that it's not Mekach Toes? What? That is not a problem. Look at Rashi. We will take the bigger lines. Look in Rashi in the bigger lines. Why he's changing his mind now? He found a better deal. Why he's changing his mind now? He found a better deal. Same thing. Why is changing his mind now? Because he had summoned to Pesach for the second chilek of the sugya. Hamaskir bais lechaveri becheskas shu boduk. She's kir by yudalet shu becheskas boduk. And into she ain't the mekach toes klar. Velo yisof dobar el afilu ain't the kein mekach toes. Lema she'ilu yoda lo nivdak. She'adobar yodua she'en odom nivna meniskar upnei terach ze. The af al pi shemegale bedaito yachshov she'ein noyach loy bekach, ein ze elo shebayis acher nizdamen loy, oy shemischaret min aschirus leize sibo, umoytzer leo lipoter betaynas mekachtos ubedoyme lemekachtos. Why is changing his mind? He found a better apartment. I'm asking you, Shaila, what would be if we check in with his machine and the machine says that the reason he's changing his mind because he doesn't want to check? I don't say machine. It's my friend. I know he's not lying. I know he's not lying. I rented a house. I said it's Boduk. It was not Boduk. The guy said, I thought it's Boduk. I thought my kids cleaned it. My kids didn't clean it. The renter comes over and says, in Shuldig. I thought the Gemara says, the guy says, if I would know, I would not rent. No, I know he's honest. I have to do a Mekachtoris or not. State in Rashi, yes. And I'm asking you why. If it's not a Mekachtoris, it's not a Mekachtoris. If it is a Mekachtoris, it is a Mekachtoris. What? If I can't Vom Shebelev, he's not nemat to say that. So, not, so even if I know the truth and it bothered him, it's Vom Shebelev. So you're just mechazik my kasha. You let me to be masbir the baya. It's a huge baya because all of the rishonim say I just don't want to read all the rishonim. I learned the sugya. The shaila is if a person cares, or he doesn't care. So the chazal tells the person doesn't care. Now what if that guy is different? It's too bad. Rashi says no. The reason if he cares is a problem because he's making up a story. He has a reason he wants to change his mind. Why all the Rishonim are busy answering the Teretz? And why he's changing his mind? That is not a Mekachtos.
You have to water down his mind.
The guy, maybe if he is without the Tnai, the guy wanted a Bais Boduk. He said, nah, he doesn't care. And even that he says that he's cured, we don't believe him. And Vom Shebelev, Chazal say that it's not a Mekachtos. And even that he says, there's a different reason that he's saying. If it's not a Mekachtos, it's not a Mekachtos. It's not a Mekachtos, it's not a Mekachtos. Shteido, all the Rishonim, a Givaldi Kazach. Lo Yitzir, the guy is believed that it's taki a problem. And you know that he's not making up a story, you have to give it back. The reason I say, I pass it to everyone, they have to give back the money today. No one is making up the story. I know this ain't the truth. Rashi says he's time saying. I know he's not time saying. Why? It's a yisoid of the Bisalevi. I want to be masked with the yisoid outside and then we'll go inside. It's a very big yisoid of Bisalevi. It's a huge chiddush. When you order a bench, and in a mistake in the company send you a chair, it's mekachtois. There's another mekachtois. You order a chair and it comes, but it has a chip. You also could return it to the company. Mask him. You could return it if you ordered a chair and you got a table. And you could change it if you got order a chair and you got a chip on the chair. You also could change it. So Mr. Levy is a difference. What if you order a chair, came a table? Mama's happy, a table is even better. You're allowed to keep it, or you have to tell them that they sent in a mistake a table. How about you have to tell them? If it's a chip and you decide you don't care, you have to tell them, well, boy says it's a chip, the mice, but I don't care, or you're allowed to keep it. Why? Why are you allowed to keep it? What is the difference? Why are you allowed to keep it?
Scratch makes it better.
I'm asking if you get...
Scratch will make it better in theory?
I'm asking you a shaila. If you order a bench and you got a table...
Shows
that
they're losing money.
Table worth the same money.
You
want
the same?
Yeah, yeah. It's inside the gazette. You order a chair and you order a chair and you got a table. You're not allowed to keep it. You have to tell them it's a mistake. You order a chin, you got a chin with a chip, you're allowed to keep it. Why? Zog de Besalevi, if you order a chin, you got a table, it's not a mekach. When you got a chin with a chip, it's a mekach. You have a schus to teveya mekach tos. It's a schus tvir. And if you teveya, the mekach is bottle, the money is yours. But if you're not teveya, it's not. So you say to the Besalevi, I'll tell you an afkemina lemosha. When I got married, I was in England for sukkahs. I wanted to buy the best esrog in sukkah in England. It cost £200. I bought the best esrog. The third day of sukkahs, it started to become brown. So it means that someone played with it a little bit before. This is not called the best esrog. Yeah. I went out the house. I'm going mekachtos. I want back my money. Yeah. After 2 minutes, I came back home. So my father asked me, "What happened?" I said, "Achav, if I go back to the store and I give it back, mekach toras, I was never yoytze the mitzvah." So the first and because of the Rambam, mekach toras, it's a mistake.
Get married, kids disappear.
Mekach toras is a mistake. And because of the Rambam, mekach belabo. If the mekach is toras, it's toras, and if not, he doesn't have to give back the money. I'm shtusim. It's a shtusim even to have a tzatz like this. Mekach toes means it was never a mekach. And if it was a mekach, he doesn't have to give back the money. It's not what to think. So if I do mekach toes, it was never mine. No, so the shaila is, so what helps that I don't go over to the guy? Even if I don't go over to the guy, lemaisit was never mine. The teretz is not. If instead of an esrog was an apple, so even if I decide in the end, if I peel my chab that it's an apple, I'm saying I chab in the middle of sukkahs that he didn't give me my esrog, he gave me someone else's. So I made brachas levatol in the first day of sukkahs. He gave me an esrog. No boss. There's a moon. I have a schus to taina mekach tos. If I don't go to taina mekach tos, it's nishkin mekach tos. Zogt Reb Nochem, the mokke for this Besalevi is chele gimel simen gimel. I think chele gimel simen gimel. It's our sugya. This is what all of the Rishonim meant. Avada is it's when a person rents a house b'chizkos ibodu. He rents a house b'chizkos ibaduk. And it's not baduk. The house is a house. The house is a house. So while the house is a house, about it's not like a table instead of a chair, an apple instead of an esrog. The noise of the sugi is if he has a schus to tie the mekach toras, but he doesn't have a schus to tie the mekach toras. Zok the Gemara, he doesn't have a schus to tie the mekach toras. Why? We don't believe him. Abeluyet suyer, we believe him. Avade, he has a schus to tie the mekach toras. And I will explain myself. Luyet suyer, it will be a mum, like a table. He's allowed to change his mind, even stam. Not because he doesn't like tables. He likes tables. His stam doesn't want now. He's allowed to. And our sugya, the only tzad that he'll be allowed to. That's open. It's very hard. The only reason that I'm allowed to change my mind, it's not the Hainu. If I come, Luyetzuyah, I'll go back. Luyetzuyah, the sugya would say that it is a mekach toras. But I'm telling you, not because I care to check. Fakir, my kids want to get chomer. They're upset. They want to see the candle. Fakir, they'll be much happier if it will not be baduk. At this time, I want to change my mind now. I can change my mind. The halach, the Hainu, the chiddush is, and that'll be a big chiddush, that if there's a chip in the chair, You're allowed to change your mind only because you don't want the chip. You don't care about the chip. Now you change your mind and you found a better company, but you have a way to go back to the company and say, Shuldik, but as a chip, you can't change your mind. You can't say the chip. If the chip is not bothering you, you can't say the chip is bothering you. You have a schus to say, I want to be machzu the mekach for the chip. A lot of people have a mistake. I'm not going now. What we passing? Megat to our sugya. State in the rishonim in the sugya that the mekach toes, even on the tzad of yes, the ma'ase maskonas the gemara that it's not a mekach toes, but on the tzad that it would be a mekach toes in the sugya is because it's like a mum. I have a schus to taine. I want to buy snoki. Now the gemara is mechadish. That lo yitzuya, it's clear that it's bothering me. Avada, I have a schus. It's a big chiddush. I could have said is nischadish that it's dvorim shebelev belibo kolodom that this is bichlal not bothering. It's mashma in the rishonim at least b'das Rashi b'das Ameiri that lo yitzuya will be clear that it's bothering me. I have a schus to be mevatel the mekach. Just they don't believe me. This is the second chiddush. I want just a little bit to explain it. Belomdes, the Hainu. You could have said that it's dvorim shebelev. Chazal say that it doesn't bother no one, and even if he says that it bothers, we dvorim shebelev lo yehav dvorim. Not that we don't believe him. You're right. But lo daitoy. Ze lo meshane. Chazal said it's not a mekachtos, and the rishonim shteim nishtazim that if it really bothers him, he's allowed to do a mekach toes, just we don't believe him. At Kan, I think it's clear before what we said. What we said was bothering the Velt Akasha. If Lu Yitzuyer, it's really bothering me, I have a right to change my mind, just you don't believe me. But if Lu Yitzuyer, it's for sure bothering me, so what bothers you that I'm changing my mind for a different reason? Take the chip. I'm allowed to change a chip for a chip. I'm telling you it's a chip, so I'm lying. Mach bat lecha. That tells them, no, if you're lying, you can't change it. You only could change it because it's a chip. And the Gemara is mechadish, we don't believe you. It's a huge chiddush. Shalom, it's a huge chiddush in the halachas of mekachtos. Klo? It's a huge chiddush in the halachas of mekachtos. That, I'm saying, without that, but the reason we say this shtickle is because we're bothered with a kasha. Rashi the Meiri say, if we will know that it's bothering you, you could change your mind. Lamazan is no machine, there's no way to bother. But if I could change my mind for the chip, what bothers you why I'm doing it? The Torah says, no, it has to be for the chip. And if it's not for the chip, you can't change your mind. And we made a nischadish in our sugya that we don't believe you, that you're doing it because of that. So, at least the chur in our sugya, at least in these Rishonim, is mevur, this both chidushim is the Besalevi. The first chidush is that is a mekachtois that is botel mitzad atzmoi, afilu on tzchus chazore. Second mekachtois is a tzchus chazore. And the third knage, that you have to be choizer for that. But if you tell you, if it mamash doesn't bother you, and the next one you're ordering is also with a chip, just changing a color, you can't change. Till here is glad. So the Gemara says it's a mekach toes. So not the Gemara says it's not a mekach toes. Comes Teisvus and goes punk fakel to the whole sugi. Like Teisvus, a maskir ma'is lechaveiroi. Nira lerashbo de b'shloisho osor ayri. De b'arbo osor al a maskir livdo. Before we start to explain it, it's mamish, the opposite from what we spoke till now. Till now we spoke, v'yudalet it's klo, why it's chizkosi boduk. This maskon of arasugi is chizkosi boduk. Maybe it's even by night, the maskil said it in the sign, or he made it night. But the easiest way to understand the sugi would be, yudalet in the morning. Tesis is coming and saying, punk fakelt. It cannot be Biyudalet. What the Maharam Chalavi wanted to say pshat. Oh, Cheskos and Bodokim was Biyudalet. What the Meiri wanted to say pshat. What the Ritva wanted to say pshat. As they said, no. Even if it's before, if he made it now. Tesis is coming and learning punk fakelt. Hamas ki bayis lechaveiroi becheska shu boduk nira lerashbo de beshloisho osor airi de barboso al hamaskir livdoi. If it's barboso al hamaskir livdoi. What he means? What is the pshat in Tesis? If it's barboso al hamaskir. Say no, but the master is not doing it. What Tesis wants to say pshat? So what Tesis meant? But if it's barboso al hamaskir. Say no. But the masculine didn't do it. What Tesis wants? Lad, what Tesis wants? Tesis says the sugi is only Biyud Gimel. Remember, Shlav, this is we're holding on Shlav Gimel. Shlav Aleph of the sugi we started, the sugi is Biyud Dalet, maybe even Biyud Gimel if he spoke it out, with it now, without it now. Tesis says the sugi is only Biyud Gimel. Because Biyud Dalet ala masculine lived doing, asma. So the first one that starts is the Sfasemes. Zog the Sfasemes, I could have said, Tesis means ala masculine. And the Seicha doesn't have to check, so what is complaining? What is complaining? He doesn't have to check. Alamaskir leave, the Seicha doesn't have to check. Abba Zog, but the Din is not Emes, where he saw the Sugis before. Hamaskir Bayi, Cheskos Ibodok, Ein Cheskos Ibodok, Lesek Amon de Rishayle, Shteit Klo in the Gemara, that if the Maskir doesn't check, the Seicha has to check. So we can't say that this was the pshat, but could be Tesis learns like that, the sugya before, and he learns it was the middle of the night, we had all different Tesis, what happened in the sugya before. But you could have learned a Tesis, balabatish, sheva balabatish, that if it's biyudalitake, the master has to check, and the seicher is potu, and he doesn't understand the sugya. But it's doichak me'oi, because the aloha is nishtas. Zog this fasemes, I will say a second pshat. If it's Beyudaled, the master has to check. You're right. If the master doesn't check, who has to check? The Seicher. The master doesn't check, the Seicher has to check. The master doesn't check, the Seicher has to check. Yeah? Why the Seicher has to check? The Chiyuv is on the master. So we said from the Ram, you're right that the Chiyuv is on the master, but no one is allowed to leave Chometz in his house. That bdikah is not a real mitzvah, right? Whose mitzvah is really? The maskil or the seichel? If it's biyudal, whose mitzvah is it? The maskil. Whose mitzvah is it?
Maskil.
What? Why the seichel?
Maskil.
Maskil. Zog des fasemes, the Gemara would not say, nichele le'inish le'mevat mitzvah. That's not his mitzvah. Maybe nichele le'inish to check for Ganz Klal Yisrael the houses. She says, like if Sassemis, I have an eitzah for everyone, go around to check for Ganz Klal Yisrael. No one. People like to do their mitzvahs, not his mitzvahs, the master's mitzvah. He's not allowed to stay here. But it's the master's mitzvah. If it's the master's mitzvah, you would not say, Nichel Eleinish, Levan Mitzvah B'mamayne. And Maskona said, Gemara is Nichel Eleinish. He says, why no one is masking to check for Ganz Klal Yisrael? Everyone with his own mitzvah. Maskir, it's your mitzvah, please don't give me your mitzvahs. If it's a mitzvah in the maskir, the soichel, just he wanted the other guy to do it. No, about every yid likes to do what Hashem wants him to do. Here, I don't have to do it, you have to do it. Just, if you don't do it, I have to take care of it because I'm not allowed to stay near the chometz. So these are the two pshatim that why Tesis said that it's not mistaba that we're talking beyud gimel, beyud dalet, only be Yud Gimel. Only because Tesis Bichlal didn't learn that the Seicher has to check. So this for Semes. Or even if the Seicher has to check, aber mikol mekoyim, val, the mitzvah is the maskir, so this for Semes is svara to say, we would not say, nichel eleinish, lemev al mitzvah amoyne. The problem is, Baruch Hashem, we have a Tesis HaRosh. And Tesis HaRosh state that Tesis meant a third pshat. Hamaskir bayis lechaveiroi b'cheskas bodok. Yesh meforshim de biyud gimel ayri. De be'ilu biyud daled Meinaf kemine ala maskir livdoik. For sure, not as for semis. Meinaf kemine. Not so. Filis for semis, we say, Rumi, it's not emis. Filis for semis, it's not emis, because we don't say nichleleinish. The Sarosh says, not that it's not emis. The ilu be yudaled, meinaf kemine ala maskir livdoik. What he means to say? What is the suffix of the Gemara? What is the ganze suffix of the Gemara? What is the ganze suffix of the Gemara? Ala maskir ala soicher. If chizkosi boduk. If nichel eliinish or not nichel eliinish, the maskir has to check. What do you mean the maskir has to check? But he doesn't want to check. Sure, but he doesn't want to check. Again, Teis HaRosh is explaining what is bothering Teisvis. Teisvis is asking it has to be Biyud Daled and Biyud Gimel, because Biyud Daled ala maskir livdoik. So our Teisvis, we didn't know what is the pshat. One pshat we said he anyway doesn't check. Can he zayin? So Sefer says it's ala maskir, so the seicher is not a real mitzvah. Don't say nichale. Teis HaRosh doesn't say that. Teis HaRosh says. Yesh meforshin de biyud gimel ayri de ilu biyud dalet mainaf kemine. And you know what he answers? Venirali, it's even biyud dalet. You ask mainaf kemine, I will answer you. He doesn't have a koyach to fight with that guy. Inami, he doesn't want that guy to come in between his packages. He already put his things in his house. He doesn't want the guy to walk in. Aber steht in Teis HaRosh, that Teisus meant to say that it can be Biyudale because the masker has to check. What do you mean the masker has to check? Force him to check. Zog Teis HaRosh, I don't have a kach to fight in Teis. I want my kachtores, leave me alone. Or I don't want him to come to check you in my private, to try to check my suitcases. Aber what Teisus meant to ask? That it can be Biyudale because ala masker livdoik. Force him. But they say, I don't want to force him. It's not comfortable that he will come. Say that. But we'll go to Teis HaRosh. Force him. Kilo, what is your whole problem? Mekachtoes, force him and it's over. Call him over and it's over. So they say, too hard. I don't understand Pshat in the Kasha. Again, Teisa says that it has to be Biyud Gimel, not Biyud Daled. We said, Odom, because Biyud Daled is Bichlal no din on the Seicha. Odom, because you don't see Nichale, because it's not a real mitzvah. Teis HaRosh is telling us a new pshat. Because if it's Biyud Daled, just force the mask. Klo? Now I want to ask you a lomdish, a lomdish, a shayla. Teisa says that it has to be Biyud Daled, Biyud Gimel, and not Biyud Daled. Because you dalet, you could force the masker. Yeah, bro. How you could force the masker? He says he doesn't want. How you force him? Explain to me. What? No. How you force him? What? Once they tell me how you force him. What? Ting.
Hire somebody.
How you force him? No, he says he doesn't want. He doesn't want to listen to you, I don't understand. Why base him or force him? Explain it. Force Christ not to put on tefillin. I know how to put on tefillin. I know exactly what I want to ask. I'm asking you, Claude, how you could force him? One second. So don't say that. How I could force him? No, I'm not asking how with a gun. I'm not asking how. He doesn't want. He's in this natural material meeting. He doesn't want.
So you hire somebody and
does it. He doesn't want to pay. What is the cash of the Gemara? Well, it's your business. If I do mitzvahs, I don't want to do mitzvahs. No, I'm not asking if he's around or not. I'm asking what again. What is the kash? What is the kash? It has to be that it's biyud gimel and not biyud daled, because biyud daled you could force the mask. The Zohar says it's too hard, it's a headache, say no. I don't want him to come. But Taisa said that it has to be Biyud Gimel and not Biyud Aleph because you could force the master. This is the way Taisa Rosh learning Pshat. I'm asking how you can force him. How you can force him? He doesn't want to keep Torah mitzvahs. What is the answer? I'm not coming to force him midin from. You hired, rented me a house and it had to be clean. You have to take care of it, right? So even Biyud Gimel, you have to take care of it. I could force you. What is the shayla of mekach toyos or not? I could force you. Fashtenish. It's a very long shayla. Again, the Gemara has a shayla if it's a mekach toyos or not. Zoktei says the whole shayla is biyud gimel. Biyud dalet is no shayla because you can force the masculine. And they say, oh, it's too hard. I don't want him around. Say that. But Taisa says that it can be a shayla biyud dalet because you could force him. I don't understand. What do you mean you could force him? He doesn't want. Teretz is, I'm not going to force him Edin to put on tefillin today. I'm going to force him. Why? Yeah, why I'm going to force him? Why I'm going to force him? Because I rented a house from you and it had to be clean. Please provide me what you promised me. Not because I'm telling you, please read Krishna and Zman. So even if you rented Biyud Gimel, I have this tithe to you. I rented a clean house, please give me what you promised. The tenet is, Val, it's not a Mekach Toys. I promise, but I didn't promise to keep. I just said it's clean. I didn't say that it will mamish be clean. I said, I just meant it. Right, this is the sugya. No, so why be you doubted you could force me? I'm on the thesis in Taisa Rosh. We'll see that in a second. The Ran has another whole different ma'alach. But again, it starts that the first and number one of the sugya, we want all the Rishonim want to say Yudalit. Then it's Cheskosi Baduk. And they don't have to say that he spoke out and he doesn't have to keep his word. Doichak, we say even be Yudalit and he spoke out, Valasnan Mamish Etnai, Chidushim, that even that is not called a Mekach Toys. Even that is not called a Mekach Toys. Taisa said, no. It's only Biyud Gimel. Because Biyud Aleph, you could force the masculine. So in the beginning we thought, maybe he means the masculine. So anyway, it's not Chayav, it's not the Pshat. Maybe it's not Mitzvah of the day. Abba Zog Taisa Rosh, Taisa means to ask that Biyud Gimel, Biyud Aleph, you just force the masculine. But the masculine doesn't want to keep Torah Mitzvahs. He doesn't want to keep Torah Mitzvahs. The Torah says, but I will force him. Who are you, Mechutin, to force him? Because you promised me a clean house. Because Biyud Gimel also you promised me a clean house. Biyud Gimel you also promised me a clean house.
But Yudala, everybody has a clean house.
So what?
But
we have a sugya. We have a sugya that declares that even that I promised, I don't have to keep the promise. This is the sugya. I said it, I didn't mean it, you didn't mean it. We just said it. This is the sugya. I said it. Our days we can't understand it. But that's in the sugya. Now, the shayla is, but what was the sugya? Yud Gimel or Yudala? Zoktei says the sugi has to be Biyud Gimel because Biyud Dalet you could force him. What do you mean you could force him? He doesn't want to keep Torah Mitzvahs. The Teretz says, but at Chushin Mishpat I could force him. At Chushin Mishpat I could force him. Why Biyud Gimel I can't force him? Because Dosh states in the sugi that even that he promised, he doesn't want to keep his promise.
There's no
so even Biyud Dalet I can't keep.
Everybody has a clean house and Yudala.
So what?
So we bought everybody else. I assume that you're like.
Now that is the sugi. If it's cheskos or you're not. The Gemara says even if you assume it's not a mekach toys. Taisus is not better with that. That is a bigger cheskos to Biyud Gimel. Taisus is not better. Taisus is not better by that. Taisus is not better with that if it's more cheskos ibaduk or it's not cheskos ibaduk. Yeah? Taisus is not better with that. Taisus is better with one thing. Force the masculine. Force the masculine. So this Rosh that trap, maybe Bichlal Taisus holds that the masculine not the seicher, he was choizer from that. Maybe he holds that if it's a din of the masculine, we don't say nichele, it's not. Zok Taisa Rosh, no. Taisus means force the masculine. And Zok, but Mele, what is the whole sugya? And he says, it's hard to force the masculine. I don't want the masculine to come, so I can't force him. But now he has to forget about forcing him. Why I could force him? Shaykh has the sulay poka, no shaykhs. As we. It's no shaykhs. There's no shaykhs. I can't. There's no shaykhs. The sugi here is not nugget. We have a bissel falomdish. Is a sugi of cheskosi boduk or not cheskosi boduk? That is the sugya of Gemara. The Gemara in the Maskona says, even that it's clean, it's not a time that mekachdois. You thought that it's clean, you don't care. Now Taisa says, where is the sugya? Yud Gimel or Yud Aleph? Zok Taisa, the sugya has to be the Yud Gimel. Because by Yud Aleph, not cheskosi boduk. You could force the maskil. And there's a Rosh answer, I can't be bothered. It's too hard to force him. So it's a mekachdois. So it's no shayla legabi the cheskosi boduk or not. And now the shaila is, I understand that I can force him. What is my business to force him? It's Basin's business. Terence is, because he told me that it's clean. If he told me that it's clean, even the Yud Gimel he told me that it's clean. The Terence is, but I can't force him. So why be Yud Aleph that I can force him? Shteida amishun di kazach and the Gemara. Don't understand the kasha?
Your dollar is minig ha-mokim that everybody has a clean house. So you're talking about a clean house. So mechash and mishpat, you can force you. Yud Gimel, no one has a clean house. You tell me it's clean house.
So what? Well, I don't understand what the shaykh is. We're not speaking about the sugi of cheskos or boduk or not. The Gemara says it's boduk. Taisis doesn't have a problem when it's checked, be Yud Gimel or be Yud Dalet. Taisis doesn't have a problem. He could be Miami the Sugi Biyud Aleph and he told him. Biyud Gimel Cheskosi Boduk. Could be Taisis Baskins Ein Cheskosi Boduk. Taisis says a Zaiti Kezach. If it's Biyud Aleph, you could force it. Freitas Vasemis, what is the Pshat? And he said two different Pshatlach. Boruch Hashem, we found Taisis Aros. Shteit, no, Taisis Mitzke Pshutoi. What is the whole story? Just go over to the guy and force him. So Taisis Aros, I will tell you the Terence. It's very hard to force a person. I don't want to fight with him. The shayla, what do you mean you force him? He'll tell you, but you tell me what to do? The answer is, yes, I will tell you what to do because you rented out and you told me that it's clean. So the Yud Gimel, you also could force me. Shteido, big yesoid. What I told you that it's clean, that is mevuyer in our suge. I told it, but I didn't mean it. I just wanted you to rent. And this doesn't make it make a choice. This is the sugya. I said, and our days could be different. But in time of the Gemara, Nichle Le'in Yishlemev at Mitzvah, I told you, but I didn't mean it. As I state in the Gemara, but Beyudaled, while the maskir has to check, so the soicher has a right to force him, and I will explain. When I rent a house, I have a right to get the house with everything what the house needs, and you have to provide to me a house with all the, with the light, with the color, with everything. Zaitik ezachen, you don't have to give me. You said you didn't mean it. Say, zaktazer. Beyud gimel, a house doesn't need to be checked. It's not your business. It's not the business of the master to check the house. He said it. Say, he didn't mean to make the tnai. Beyudalet, while he has to check the house now, and that is the dealing with the house, so the choshen mishpot gives me permission to ask you to do it. So it's a matnazach. Beyud gimel, while it's not your din, so the house really is no din on you to check the house. But when we made up, I can't ask you. Beyud dalet, while it's your din to do, without the story that we made up or not, while this is the way that the house has to be, I have a right to force you to ask that the house will be like that.
You force
Mekatos. No shaykhs to the suyim.
It's
Mekatos. The Gemara says nishta zin.
It's poshtas Mekatos.
The Gemara says nishta zin.
Why is Rosh saying
that? The Gemara says nishta zin. There's no svar.
The sofer can be done because then it's poshtas.
Okay, no svar. Nishta zin. 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 And the Ram is mevuer vice tois that what Tesis asked the Kasha. Well, Tesis asked the Kasha that it has to be Gimel and it can be Yudalit. Because biyudalet ala maskir livdoik, and we said we had one pshat of spasemis that the soichel bichlal doesn't have to. One pshat is that it's not a mitzvah of the soichel, so you can't say michalei. And we have the teisa saroshes mehalach that the pshat is that the maskir vala could force let me to force the maskir and bemele will not be negeh to me. And the Ran vice tois. That he understood Pshat and Tesis as Kasha in a different way. As a vice tois in the Ran. That he understood Pshat and Tesis as Kasha in a whole other way. In a whole other way, he understood Pshat and Tesis as Kasha. Why? The Ran brings down Tesis as Kasha. He brings down Tesis as Kasha. And the Ran says three different terutzim on Tesis is kasha. Three different terutzim on Tesis is kasha. The Ran brings down a maskir bayis lechaveri becheska shu bodu. Kosvu b'teisis the biyud gimel ayri. The ibi yudaled or a signalei that a maskir lived. We don't know what he means. Open the Ran inside. Open the Ran inside. See the Ran inside. The Gimel and Dapper are it's a good thing. It's how the Ran brings down Tesis is Kasha, and he has three Terutzim on Tesis is Kasha. The Gimel and Dapper are as what does it? A mask you buy is Lechaveri Becheska Shu Boduk. Kosvu b'teisves the biyud gimel ayin the ibi yudale do a signal ayil the alamaskir lived on. Shut up. Go in a way. Yeah. Let's get around. Let's get around. No. Can't come to shir without a gemara. It's not an option. No. No. Get a gemara. No. No. לא יודע, המאז גר בייס לחבר בחס קשור בוד. קוס בו בתאיסס די ביוד ג' אייר. ואי ביוד דלת הוא הסיגנל העיד על המאסקר ליבדו. זו גדרן, ואחרים אומרו, תכי אמרינן דניחל אלאין איש, היינו לאיניין דלוי להביא מקחתויס, אבל שלומי בוי. This is the answer on Tesis is Kasha. Tell me how this line answers Tesis' discussion. Tesis says it has to be Biyud Gimel. Biyud Dalet, the masker has to check. Acherim Oimrim, yes, he will pay him. This is the answer. V'ani Oimer, loike divre zeh v'loike divre zeh. Ela Biyud Dalet askinen, and you don't have to pay. What is going on? Tesis said, "Be speaking biyudalet veloy biyudgimel, because biyudgimel veloy biyudalet, because biyudalet ala maskir lived it. He had one pshat, two pshat, three pshat. Comes the Ran, he says, can you hear biyudalet? We're talking biyudgimel. Acherim oimrim, no, it could be biyudalet, and you know what? They pay. That is the answer. Tesis was battled with something with money. So he said, no, you pay." It could be biyudalet, and you don't have to pay. State in the Ran that was bothering Tesis something else completely. That if it's in yudalet in the morning, who has to check? The maskir. Lemaisa, who will check? The soicher. So the maskir has to pay him for the job. If it's your mitzvah and I'm doing it, pay me. Zog v'achayim oimrim, avale he will pay him. The sugya never meant that he will not pay. Was the shayle behilchus mekachtoes, a guy doesn't want to lay out money for the other person. Aber avade, when you find the maskil, force him to pay. Steht in the Ran that what was bothering Tesis is bichlal andere mahalach in ganzen. A andere mahalach in ganzen. How you could tell me in the sugya no one mentioned that the maskil is going to pay the soicher? Was mashma the soicher has to lay out money? Frag the Tesis, if there's a maskil's chiyuv, if I do your job, you pay me. If you have to buy a lulav and I buy for you a lulav, you pay me. If it's the mitzvah of the maskil, you write that the soicher will do it, but he will have to pay him. The mele has to be that it's b'yud gimel. V'acherim omru, no, you could speak b'yud dalet, and he will take and pay him. V'ani oimer zok deran, b'yud dalet, and don't pay. And Ran explains why. Zog the Ran and don't pay. Look, I want to read the Ran inside. It's mamash andere pshat. Kosu bateisves. The biyud gimel ayri dihi biyud dalet or a signal aid ala maskil liyudot. The acherim omru, tchi amrin and the nichel eleim ish ayno de lo yuhabi mekachtoes. Aval shlume boi shlume. The mele you could speak biyud dalet and he will pay him. Ve'ani oimer, lo yike divrei ze ve lo yike divrei ze. Elo biyud dalet askinen. Now I'm going to the next piece. The kashelu a maskin leed al a maskil livdoik, and b'meile he will have to pay. The leil shaklin v'tarin and mitzvahs biur aman ramye. U maskin da maskil ramye. V'ochi boy yom a maskil loy bein el mevan mitzvah. He have a mekarto es da ochel la v'mitzvahs biur askin and dinan shaklin v'tarin. ולא ימוצי טוב עלי סויכר למסקיר מי דעסיק עלי שרי לא הינו למסקיר כלל דמיצו ורחודו דרמי עלי דמסקיר ואף אגב דולא אוף דולא כלחיוב דממוין עלי כלל. So in the Ran Shteido that the thesis was bothered that the Yudalid the Maski would have to pay because I did a job for him אחרים או אמרים pay. And the Ran says you don't have to pay. This is the tzusa de shmeise pshat in the Ran. I want to ask you a shayla now that we know tzusa de shmeise de Ran. If you rented a house be yud gimel, and the guy said it's becheskas boduk, and it was not, so the soicher took rent workers and he rented and he cleaned the house. The maskir has to pay him back the money or not? He has to pay him back or not? Again, a maskir by aloch lemaisa. A maskir buys lechaveiru biyud gimel becheskas boduk. He told him that it's clean. And lemaisa, it's not clean. Maskonas agmorah that it's not a mekachtoes and the soicher checks. The maskir has to pay him back or not? Lefi everyone or lefi the acherim he has to pay him back. What? He has to pay him back or doesn't have to pay him back? So again, a person rented a house by Yud Gimel Ben Nisan. He told him that it's clean. Becheskas boduk. Becheskas boduk. He told him that it's clean. He found out it's not clean. He had to hire a whole company to clean it. Now he comes over to the maskil, pay me or don't pay me. The maskir has to pay him or doesn't have to pay him. Lefi the Ran, for sure not. I'm asking lefi the acherim, you have to pay, you don't have to pay. Lefi the acherim, you have to pay, you don't have to pay. What? Right? If you stand read the acherim quickly and say the, you have to pay.
But you don't.
If you learn the longest, the way we explain the Acherim, it's only because I did what the Maskir has to do, of a Biyud Gimel, there's no Shaykhs to have the Acherim. The Pella is that the Shulchan Aruch brings down the Acherim, even in that case. The way we learn the Achirim is only be Yudalit. We'll see, maybe it's Shita Saritva here, maybe it's another Shita here, but it's a bit late.
Yeah.